So dropping into being mode. The eyes might like to close, and a sense of non-striving. There's nothing that needs to be gained. Nothing that needs to be stopped. In this practice, just to allow experience to be itself. To drop into awareness of whatever's happening. And trusting that this itself is the fruition of all our work. So we're already here. Where else could we be? And at the same time, there's a continuing capacity to practice. And we can give ourselves to this practice. That's already an expression of the fruition. It's sometimes said the path is the goal. Where we are now is the destination. So letting this body scan be a celebration of now. Of the wonder of being a body now, and the body's always in the present moment. So paying attention to it naturally drops us into this nowness. Tuning in to the sense of the body on the ground, being earthed. Feeling qualities of weight, perhaps a gentle pressure, the textures of the ground or the chair on the surface of the skin. Giving ourselves over to this. And thinking mind, comparing mind, judging mind that appears with thoughts can be secondary, can be left to play out in the background of awareness. Remembering that we can anchor to the breath at any time during this practice, if that's beneficial for us. So maybe just checking in with the breath now. And moving the spotlight of attention to the top of the head. It's as if we're just placing the hand of attention on our crown. The sense of being blessed by attention. Here we are. And letting the gentle light of attention drop down from the top of the head through the forehead. Noticing what's here in this region of the head, the surface of the skin, perhaps the skull underneath. Moving down through the eyebrows and to the eyes, and just checking in with the eyes. Hello, eyes. And letting any sensations that are arising be present, be noticed without needing to be changed. And saying farewell to the eyes for now, and dropping down into the middle of the face, the ears and the nose, the cheeks. Letting these regions speak to you. And the body speaks in the language of feeling tone, so being open to the resonances of sensations. Dropping down into the mouth. Sometimes exquisite sensations here, the sensitivities of taste. Also perhaps the toughness of the teeth and the gums. Just gently exploring. What's it like in the lips? An appreciative awareness. Dropping down into the jaw. What qualities are here? And moving round to the back of the head, taking in the sides along the way, and just tuning into the sense here. It's a unique experience of the back of the head, perhaps resting on whatever you're resting on, or if you're sitting, sense of the head balancing on the neck and shoulders. Tuning into what's real. And dropping down through into the neck and throat. If it's helpful, you can have I invite a sense of breathing into regions of the body and out from regions of the body, sense of softening and soothing. Not trying to make anything different, but to meet experience with these qualities of appreciation, friendliness, kindness. spaciousness. A loving equanimity. And giving the body permission to be just as it is. And dropping down now into the chest region, so the upper torso. Noticing how this is a widening of the torch beam. Being receptive to what's here. Going with the rhythms of breath. The rhythms of the heart, physically and emotionally. Dropping down into the belly and the unique qualities of experience here. Perhaps the breath feels another way. The movements experienced just as they are right now here in the belly. And now dropping into the hands. Fully opening to the hands. What happens as you fully open? Noticing how experience might be changing from moment to moment as our choice of where we attend to affects the experience that we have and that we are. The privilege of being conscious to the hands, whether the experience is pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant, knowing that we can bring our skills of mindfulness, we can flavor our attention with appreciation if it's a pleasant experience that opens to joy. And if it's an unpleasant experience, we can meet with kindness, which turns to compassion. And making a journey into the forearms. Coming back with gentleness when we discover the mind's wandered away, as it is prone to do. That's fine. Tuning into the elbows, moving through into the upper arms, meeting the upper arms as if we've never experienced them before. We've never experienced them in this moment. So it's always new, always fresh, if we drop into being. Opening up to the shoulders, and now the upper back. Just taking in the landscape of the upper back, the weather that's here. Breathing into it on the in-breath, if you like, and a sense of softening, allowing on the out-breath. And dropping into the lower back. What discoveries here? And now bringing awareness to the bottom. To the hips. To the pelvic region. Staying present as best we can. And now dropping into the upper left leg. Sense of exploring and accepting what's discovered, meeting what's discovered with an appropriate response, whatever that is for you. Coming to the left knee. and the lower leg. Letting go of the lower leg and opening up to the left foot. Perhaps a myriad of sensations. The left foot, not a single solid entity, but a series of relationships, of connections of flesh and bone and toenails and muscles, sinews. Blood flowing. Letting all of this be felt, not as things, but as experiences. A mesh of relationships that make up what we call left foot. It includes also the relationships with the world around the foot, the air, the temperature of the space around affecting the foot, the quality of the surface it's resting on. All of this feeding into the experience. Body and world interacting, and the quality of mind that's brought to it also affecting the experience. The invitation now to transfer attention from the left to the right foot, affecting the experience by changing the location of the spotlight of attention. Yeah, noticing what is experience in the right foot now? Meeting this with interest and gentleness as best we can. And traveling upwards through the right ankle, the right lower leg, breathing into the experience here and now. And perhaps on the out-breath, a sense of letting be, spacious awareness, equanimity. The right knee, tuning in here. Again, perhaps a myriad of experiences, combinations of hard and soft, of rigid and flexible, perhaps of pleasure and discomfort. And now the upper right leg. Perhaps a quality of smiling to this part of the body, greeting it like a friend, as a friend. And from here, opening up, upwards and downwards through the body, letting awareness expand into floodlit stadium view, taking in the whole body. Oh, a soft, appreciative, and caring holding of the whole of this physical form, the very domain of our conscious experiencing, through which the world is perceived through the senses. So sounds can come into the body, and if you want to, opening the eyes and letting sights come into the body, smells, touch, taste. Opening to it all, this mysterious, wonderful being alive in this here and now. We are already complete. And by holding any sense of or thoughts of incompleteness, thoughts of not being enough or should be something else, or any other thoughts that arise, holding these in the space of awareness, this also is completion. So we can trust and rest in this being. In which arise a myriad of experiences from moment to moment. Some pleasant, some neutral, some unpleasant, and yet all held in loving awareness. So resting in this now, as best you can.